I think most people hate to think of themselves as middle class.
You have what you need, but maybe not everything you want.
We have a car, but we live in an apartment. That's middle class.
If you add a boat, then you're not middle class anymore. That's what changes it right there.
The middle class are families who are earning six figures.
$30,000, $35,000 probably.
That means me. And it means I'm in trouble.
And now, Hanging On, our series about the economic pressures of American life. And today we're talking about summer, who can and can't afford it. When school ends for the year, some kids go to camps, summer school, daycare. But a lot of these options are expensive, and many families have to come up with cheaper, creative alternatives.
Our city's rec center.
We have what we call Camp Grandma.
We look for low-cost or free options like town pools, programs at the library.
It's the same cost as the after-school program he was in during the school year, so $60 a week.
My oldest, Anya, stays up north with my parents, which is about 4 hours away, for 8 weeks.
My husband and I, we have to work, so he is the owner of the Chestnut Hill Soccer Club, and either I work from home and the kids are with me, or they get to go to soccer camp with him.
That was Rochelle Hale, Aaron Barcy, and Sharon Sprague. And KJ Delantonio wrote about the economic hardships of summer for the New York Times. She joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, a lot of people told you that during the summer, they have no other option but to leave their kids alone in their homes, maybe with a relative, but often they're by themselves. But, you know, those days of leaving kids out and they could ride their bicycles around or just be gone for an entire day on an adventure, those days are gone, right?
Right. I mean, that's what we used to do. And that is invariably what people say when you write about this particular topic. But that's just not something we can do anymore. Considering the woman in South Carolina who was arrested in 2014 for leaving her 9-year-old daughter in a park while she worked, it's not an accepted part of our society anymore.
And what about the other option of leaving kids with other relatives or older kids to babysit for them?
Well, it depends on what you define as older. What research has found is that self-care goes up in the summer for 6 to 12-year-olds. So you could have that child home alone, or you could have a 6-year-old being babysat by a 10-year-old, in effect. That's considered a little young in a lot of places now. And when it comes to being left with a family member, you know, some kids get lucky. Some, you know, spend summer with grandma. That's fantastic. Others, that family member may be a little less enthusiastic, a little less capable of getting out, or may have a bunch of kids around, which can be sort of good and bad.
And there's a big educational consequence here, too, because some of the summer camps and the summer programs are real sort of educational enrichment programs for kids who can afford them, while these other kids who can't afford them, they often fall behind over the summer, right?
Right. It's called the summer slide. And to some extent, it affects everybody. Most kids fall back a little bit in math. When it comes to reading, what research has shown is that lower income kids typically lose 2 to 3 months over the summer. And the big distinction when it comes to reading is that they just don't get it back. And researchers aren't super clear on why that is, but they are pretty clear on the fact that a learning-based program, something, you know, just getting out there and doing something different and hearing new words and keeping going and doing some reading in that context that keeps the skills up.
In researching this issue, did you come across any local government programs or low-cost resources that parents can use?
Well, that's what's really interesting. There is a lot out there. What I found when I talked to parents was that when they knew about a program, they were ready to jump on it. I talked to this one woman who said, I knew I had to be online right at 10 a.m. to get her signed up for the thing that's $100 a week with the city, and it was like I was waiting for concert tickets. And that program did fill up fast. But I also talked to some people who run programs who say, you know, we have room, but they're either not getting the word out to the parents or the parents can't get the kids to the program. I mean, that's another piece of this, the question of transportation at the right time. If your job starts at 7 o'clock in the morning and the program starts at 9, that's not going to help much. It's really all part of that whole distinction between life as an upper or middle income parent and life as a lower income parent. It's just harder to do everything.
Here's what I found really interesting, that despite all these challenges, I think most of the parents you talked to were not in favor of doing away with summer vacation. They like the idea of summer vacation.
Oh, we all love the idea of summer vacation. I love the idea of summer vacation. It's a wonderful part of our culture, and we really think of it, even if we're not experiencing it, as this time of freedom. And, you know, parents at every income level want to come home in the long evenings and have that time with their kids and have the lack of scheduling. So it is funny. You'd think we'd want to do away with it because it's a challenge, but we don't. We just want it to be what we want it to be.
KJ Delantonia is a columnist and contributing editor for the New York Times Well Family blog. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.